Now, we need that.
A nurse?
Yeah. All we need that to pay us a budget with the society. We had a society and the blocks were kind of a union, like, you know. So everybody was blocks, right? I had to go pay the bill, you see. The time called for to go pay it, I had
when
to go.
When the bill is due?
I had to go pay it, you know. She said, well, this month, the bus up and send you a letter. I get the letter and go down there and pay the bill. Sometimes $20, $25. Well, what's it? You need a percentage on it. You see, when I get the percentage, but I used to have to go pay it. Even Johnson, then I had to go pay Dr. Ford, the first doctor we used here in this parish. You know, he come, I don't know where he come from, but he come in, he would tell me the doctor. So I said, well, we're in the society, so we took it for the society. It was a society, everybody gets sick and call it, you see, because. I used to call him, come all the time to anybody. He's the only one. All he do pay me the money, you know, and charge it at the place, at the hall, and I'll collect the money. Not me, but somebody else would collect it, put it in a book. And the time comes, go get the doctor away. Just call him and he comes. So I went to get it one day for somebody. I didn't remember who it was. He was going so fast, the automobile had and just riding in a rush, you know. I said, my God, Doc, I said, you're dying money fast, you know? He said, I can't make money, that I be on the road, I gotta be on the road. He said, I gotta go. I said, well, all right, then. Better pass the telephone to us. Sometime I couldn't see him. I said, good, call him, man. He was dying. So he had to go to the office, and somebody else would call him. So he went out, you see, it's not like it is now. Now you got to go up there and sit out at the office and look for the doctor. It wasn't like that then. Now can you come to your house if you're sick. You call up and he calls. But if you have to go, call him right away. I can't come, you got to come to the office. You poor, you can't walk, you got to go to the office there. Took you there, some kind of way. It wasn't like it is now. But he was a good doctor. One of my boys, stuck something in his feet. Right in his toe, big toe, a thick one. Up, I don't know what it was.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
One of the feet, I don't know which one of them. One of the feet, I didn't pay no attention, I was too bad. So I had a horse, you know. Took my horse, I put the saddle on him. I said, come on, boy, let's go back to camp to the doctor. But I didn't call the doctor that time, I went to him. Because it wasn't that much, it was serious, it was just a jump in his foot. When I got there, Dr. Ford said, well, here he said, I got the operating order. He said, huh? He said, I got the operating order. I said, well, I don't know. He was a good side boy. I said, what is it about lost that boy? So he wiped on it. He called me off and said, come on in here. So I went in there. He put the stuff to his room. He said, He said, yeah, I wish you would hold this. He said, I'm going out to get somebody. I said, all right. He went on the outside in the drugstore. To get something, I just remember what it was. But he went to get something. Yeah, he started to say, yeah. He had a blue feet on his nose, you know, putting him to sleep. So I stayed there. I said, hey, Doc, you better come on, y'all. He said, well, what's the matter, Bill? I said, what's the matter? I said, man, you better come on in here. He said, you're the man. I said, I don't care if I'm the man. I said, you come on in here. Let me get out of here. I said, far for you. So he came in there and laughed. He laughed, He said, oh, you had no embarrassment, you had no beer, too. But I got out of there when he went in there, and the boy was going to sleep, but he got the knife and take it, not to cut on his tooth. I believe he pulled a big stick out there, a stick in there, but I didn't know. He pulled it out, he put the medicine on it, he tied it up, healed it up, he said. Now he said, you're all right. He said, no, he did not get all right. So he got all right, the boy got all right. Then he got sick again. He got lost by one of the girls right over there. Had a house over there. One of them, Logan, stay up there, right over there.